వక్రతుండమహాకాయ సూర్యకోటిసమప్రభ నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యేషు సర్వదా ఓం శ్రీ మహాగణపతయే నమః సరస్వతీ నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవతు మే సదా ఓం శ్రీ మహాసరస్వత్యై నమః సమస్తజనకళ్యాణే నిరతం కరుణామయం నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మవిద్వరం ఓం శ్రీ చిన్మయ సద్గురవే నమః దక్షిణే లక్ష్మణో యస్య వామే చ జనకాత్మజా పురతో మారుతిర్యస్య తం వందే రఘునందనం ఓం శ్రీరామచంద్రాయ నమః హరి ఓం నమస్కారం ఎవ్రీవన్ ఐ హావ్ సమ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ సమ్వన్ హస్ గివెన్ మీ సమ్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ సజెషన్ I read in newspapers that in certain rural areas of India, all over India, Dalits are prohibited from entering temples. After all, they are also Hindus and they worship God like the rest of Hindus do. Why are we not seeing that they also are Hindus and have a right to enter Hindu temples and worship while we say Tattvamasi and quote the story of Lord Shiva coming from Adi Shankaracharya as a chandala? Why not accepting them? We are making it easy for Christian missionaries to convert our people. It would be nice if Swamiji explains to people in each of their discourse on this so that the people wake up and do the right thing. First of all, 9,999.999%, I mean 99.99999% of the temples allow everyone to enter. For that one temple that doesn't allow, we make such a big thing. Are you understanding that? Bolo. You go to any temple, do they ask you, are you a Dalit? Come on, any one of you has this experience? Have you had to show that you are not Dalit or anything like that? Anywhere? Any of you have this experience? Come on, to prove that you are a non-Dalit. Have you ever had this experience of saying I am a non-Dalit? You've had? You had to prove? That's what I'm saying. That is one temple. But few temples, exactly. That's what I mean. They have how many temples in this country? And this one temple where they don't allow, we make such a big hoo-ha out of it. So that is one thing. And we have other things also to talk of in our discourses. That's one thing. So we're not going to take up this thing as a cause, not big enough as a cause to be talking about it. Then number two, we see that a Muslim boy marries a Christian girl. She's immediately converted to Islam. In Hinduism, if a boy marries a Muslim girl, he is converted to Islam. If she marries a Christian, he is converted to Christianity. Same happens to Hindu girl marrying a Christian or a Muslim boy. Can advise parents to accept the non-Hindu son-in-law or daughter-in-law and encourage them to convert to Hinduism since it is superior. Generally, Hindus argue that we do not convert people. But during Adi Shankara time, people who became Buddhists converted back to Hinduism. Since Hinduism is an original religion, there was no need to convert. Later day, religions we get following had to convert people. So with competition from other so-called religions, we need to change and show the superiority of Hinduism and encourage people to convert to it. I don't know how many of you have heard about Ghar Vapasi. No? You have. So converting into back to the Hindu fold is very much a done thing. But in our country, things being the way they are, when they did only 150 people, Ghar Vapasi means coming back to your home religion, you know, your mother religion. The government and, you know, people, the so-called secular people, they made such a big hoo-ha, saying now that the BJP government is coming, they are doing only all of these things. So it became, so now it's done on a silent basis. If people do want to convert back, and they do convert back, so there are ways also of doing it also. There are actual proper rituals also that they do, and sometimes they just accept. So it is not that they don't accept. They have accepted. They are accepting. And it's fine to come back into your original fold of being a Hindu. That's done. There are organizations that do it as well. I don't know how many of you have heard of these organizations where they actually take back the Hindus. But it's made such a big thing. The point is not that you can take it back, take them back, but 99.99999, again I say, percent of the Hindus only, they convert. Because the others don't convert back. The Christian boy, I always say, what knowledge have you given to your children that your child will not get converted to a Christian or a Muslim if he or she falls in love with a Christian or a Muslim? 90% of the time, they convert. Yes or no? It hardly ever happens the other way around. So therefore, the problem is not that we don't want them to convert back into this. The problem is we don't want to, you know, stay Hindus. We would rather convert is the problem. That's why all this knowledge that we are giving to all of you about being, you know, Hindus. The Upanishad says, Aham Brahmasmi. They also say that through Jnana Marga, we can realize it and attain moksha. The common examples are that the bangle and the necklace are gold in different forms. If you take the bangle or the chain at some point, the owner sells them to the goldsmith who melts both together and then hammers the pain aspect for gold into different jewelry. Similarly, till we attain Videha Mukti or Jivan Mukti, we are reborn as different in Janmas. But once we attain Mukti, won't we be born anew like the new jewel from the goldsmith and go through the joys and sorrows all over again? If so, then what is the difference between this type of birth and rebirth because of Prarabdha? Birth is going to take place because it is the work of Brahman. No. See, Brahma, see, this is the topic for the morning talk, right? So I wish you had come for the morning session, because I had talked about the Mahavakyas in that also. I talked about Aham Brahmasmi today also. So first of all, Brahma vid Brahma eva bhavati. The knower of the Brahma is Brahma. Not becomes Brahma, is Brahma. This is something which we don't understand. We still think of the knower of a Brahma as a jiva who has attained what? Mukti. But not understand that the knower of the Brahma is Brahma. And Brahma never goes through birth and death. Okay? So as Brahma, you don't realize that I will not be born. As Brahma, you realize you were never born and you shall never die. Anyway, I have given an answer, because Brahma is not born and doesn't die. It is immortal. It is Ajanma, beyond time. So the knower of the Brahma is Brahma. The knower of the Brahma is not separate from Brahma, and therefore he is birthless and deathless. Okay, fine. Let's take the name of God and get into our topic. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. So today our topic is what? Jnana Yoga. Okay. Karma Yoga is to connect to God through Jnana. Bhakti Yoga is to connect to God through Jnana. Yoga is to connect to God through. Now, all of us want to be happy. Yes. Today, tomorrow, day after. When? Today, tomorrow, and ever after. Okay? So every one of us has different goals in life or the same goal in life? Different goals? Same goals? See, from my tone, you're not going to get an answer. Many times, you know, people wait for the speaker and try to get an answer from their tone. That is not going to be possible. So all of us have different goals or the same goal? See, someone wants to be an engineer or a doctor. Now, why do you want to be a doctor? I want to serve people. Why do you want to serve people? Oh, when I serve people, I will be happy, right? So what do you want? To be happy. Isn't it true? So all the other things are means to become happy. So happiness is the goal. Is it okay? So all of us want happiness. There's no one over here who doesn't want to be happy, right? And irrespective of what creed and religion and age and nationality, all of us want to be happy, right? Universal goal. Not only Hindus and Indians. Everyone? Yes. And what type of happiness do we want? What type of happiness? Eternal happiness. And that is why we always, you know, these, what are these stories? These fairy stories. How do they end? And the king and the queen lived what? Happily ever after. Supposing you had a story in which the king and the queen lived happily for 1 week. What type of a story would you call it? Sad story. Isn't it true? You are bichare ek hi hatwadiya. Ek hi hafte ke liye. So, the king and the queen lived happily ever after because we all want to be happy forever. Yeah? So, all of us have one goal. What is that goal? Eternal. No, happiness illa. Eternal happiness. What is our goal? Okay, how much happiness do you want? You can't measure it 3 kilos, 10 kilos like that. Supposing in this place you get this much happiness and down the road you get this much happiness. Where will you go? I won't feel bad. Bolo. Thamiji, you're only so much. There they are giving free meal also. Along with that, I want to go there. So how much you want? What? More happiness. Do you want any limit? If somewhere else down the road there is even more, where will you go? There. So do we want any limit to our happiness? No. Do you ever say, bas ho gaya, enough happiness, I can't take more? Have you ever had such an experience? No. What do you say? As far as sorrow is concerned, you say, bas, I can't take any more. But for happiness, you never have any limit to our happiness. And all of us, therefore, want maximum possible limitless happiness. Agreed? So that is the goal of everyone. What type of happiness? Infinite happiness. Is that okay? So all of us want eternal and infinite happiness, and that is the single goal of every one of us. Okay? No problem? No. All of us have been searching for it. From morning to night, birth to death. For what? No. What? Eternal and infinite happiness. We have all been searching. Now imagine millions and billions of us. From birth to death, morning to night. Searching for what? Eternal and infinite happiness. Don't you think we should have found it by now? Come on. In this room, someone loses a ring. And all of us put our heads and start looking for it. Don't you think we'll find it? People, why? Because all of us are looking for it. We'll find it. Right? Now imagine billions of us. And it is not that even, let us say, 1,000 years back, they would have been looking for the same thing, eternal and infinite happiness. Agreed. Yes. 1,000 years later, what will they look for? Eternal and infinite happiness. Is it true or not? Where they look for is a different thing. But they will be looking for the same thing. Agreed? Yes, you imagine that only, na? Not, no one is going to look for you know, this sorrow or something like that. No. Everyone will look for the same thing. Now, imagine. In the past, now, and the future. Everyone has, forget about the future. We don't know about that. But in the past, we have been looking for it. And we don't seem to have found it. It's not that we don't seem to have found happiness, but we don't seem to have found the brand of happiness that we are looking for. Agreed? We have found happiness. No one over here can say, I've never been happy. Can anyone say that? Come on. Can you say, I've never been happy? No. Of course you've been happy. So you can't say, I've never been happy. And yet, so once you've been happy, you say, oh, I found, no. But I have not found the brand of happiness I want. And what is that brand? Eternal and infinite. That's what I've been looking for. So what have I found? Chalo, what have I found? Finite and what? Temporary, impermanent. That's what I have found. And what I want, what's my want? And that is why in India, when they go for strike, they say, Hamari mange puri karo. Hamari mange puri karo. You know? Do you think anyone can ever fulfill your mang? Why? You are looking for what? Eternal infinite happiness. Even if the boss gives you, let us say, a bonus and gives you, doubles your pay, after some time, what will happen? Hamari mange puri karo. You understand that? So it's not possible. It is not possible. Because my need is eternal infinite happiness. By the way, all those who are below 40 come up in the front. Why? They are sitting on chairs. Not allowed. Banned. Chairs are only for those who are above 40. And that also, if they have problems in their legs. Chalo in the front. Come on, quick. And if you want to call yourself up below 40, also allowed. You'll come in the front. Come on, all of you. We need to make place for the rest of them. You take that one, that this asana out. Shriyatmananji, take that asana out. So then no problem. Yes, there you are. Come on, quick, move up in the front. Because there is going to be a time when no one will be able to sit down at all. Chalo. Quick. Okay, fine. Now, there you are. Good. First, you know, when originally everyone would sit down, there will be few chairs at the back. Now there are few. That's what's that. Look at the change. Okay, fine. Now, so, my need is what? My goal is what? Eternal infinite happiness. I can't say I have not found happiness, but I have not found what I want. Now, where have I been searching for? Maybe the place I'm searching for is wrong. That's why I haven't found it. Because all of us, can you imagine, every one of us is searching and maybe we haven't found. So something must be wrong in the place we are searching for. So let's find out where we've been searching for. This lady was there and she was in a small little remote village in India. And a time when there was no electricity. So she was, and the village's people are very friendly. So she was looking for something on her veranda. So the people said, what happened? What is this thing? I've lost my needle, so I'm looking for it. So they said, we'll help you also. So everyone started looking. And they couldn't find it. They said, we are all looking, how come we haven't found it? How did you lose your needle? She said, I woke up early morning, 4 o'clock, and in my lamp light, I was stitching. Saying, where were you stitching? 4 o'clock in the morning? You're saying, in the house. So, and what happened? Then I dropped my this. So you must have dropped it inside, right? Yeah, I dropped it. But why are you looking out for it in the veranda? He's saying, wow, now it is daylight and all. It's very good light over there. So I'm looking for it over here. Are Rama, you lost it where? And you're looking where? Now, if all the people of the village from morning to night and birth to death keep searching in the veranda, will they find it?
Why not? Because it is not outside. It is where? Inside. Got the point? We are all looking for it where? In things, in beings, in circumstances. Have you understood that? That's where we are looking for. Where do we look for happiness? Things. Is it over there? Now to just say it is not there is not going to work. Just by saying, oh no, it is not there. No, no, no. Now you have to find out whether it's actually there or not, right? And we are looking for what happiness? Again and again, I'm emphasizing what happiness? Eternal and infinite. Now that is the thing we want, actually. You know, I use a certain brand of soap, okay? So I went to the market and I went there and then it was not available. Then I said, okay, when will it come? A week later. So I went again. And then a week later also they said, Swamiji, it's not yet come. So I went again after a week. Then they said, Swamiji, wo factory hai na, usme thoda strike ho gaya tha. Isliye this brand is not available and all that. You want any other? So I took some other. But I want that particular brand which I like. So I went again and again and again till I found it. You understand that? So we also keep going what? Again and again looking till we find the brand of happiness that we want. Have you understood this point? You keep on going. Because that is only what really makes me truly happy. Now, if you understood this, how do I conclude that it is not in the objects and it is inside me? Okay, if rice is cooked well, how do I know that rice is cooked well? How do you know that rice is cooked well? Rice is cooked. How do you do it? You check one of them, right? Or you check each one? You don't check each one, huh? You take one and you say. And if that is soft, then everything is cooked. If that is not there, then nothing is cooked. Is it okay? That's how you do it, right? So that's exactly what we are going to do. You will take one object of the world and we'll do. Does this have eternal and infinite happiness? And if it has, then maybe everything has. If it doesn't have, maybe everything doesn't have. Is it okay? We have to find out now whether it has or it doesn't have. The best thing to take always is food because it's easy to understand. I don't know what's the favorite food over here. A lot of people in Coimbatore where I stay, they like Krishna Sweets Mysore Pak. Anyone there? Only the South Indians will know, others will not know. So therefore now I have to give another. Gulab Jambu? Is it a favorite or not there? The kids over here don't seem excited about Gulab Jambu. For them it's only chocolates and ice creams, yeah? Chee, brownies, mere ko achhi nahi lagti hai. So anyway, now, so something we'll have to decide on. Let's say, rasmalai is a good thing. Okay, even the young guys got excited, so I'm okay. Now, you have rasmalai. Now, let's take rasmalai as an example. Now, the most amazing, great rasmalais are there put in front of you. Then what happens? Even the fragrance is so great. And all the kesar and everything is like, phew. Now, what do? You take the first rasmalai and put it in your mouth. Ahaha, paramananda. Then you take the second. Vareva, kya baat hai. You take the third. Ahaha. Fourth. Then the fifth one. Ek aur ek. Achha, sixth one. Then, nahin aray aisi milegi nahi wapas. You'll not get this type of this. Seventh. Then, the eighth one. The ninth one becomes a positive source of sorrow, right? But if eternal and infinite happiness was the nature of the gulab jambu, the rasmalai, even the 25th one would give you that happiness. For example, sugar is sweet by nature. So if you have sugar early morning, it'll be sweet. In the afternoon, it'll be sweet. The 25th time also, it will be sweet. Why? Because that's its very nature. Are you understanding? If the nature of a thing is like that, it'll be there all the time, irrespective of anything. Now, if happiness is the nature of the rasmalai, I would have got happiness all the time, irrespective of anything. Agreed? Yes. Someone wakes you up at 3 in the morning and gives you rasmalai. What will happen? But you said it has got happiness and that's why I'm giving you. I want to make you happy. Take.
got it? If happiness was the... And I tell you, some people positively don't like rasmalai. Yes, I'm sure there are some. I'm one of them. Because I had an experience like that, where I said by mistake that, you know, gulab jambu I like. And as an example, nothing more. Or hey, Rama, breakfast, lunch and dinner was gulab jambu. For 9 days continuously. And all of them saying, Swamiji, you like, na, you like. Arey, but I don't. After that, gulab jambu and all the family members of gulab jambu like rasmalai and everything I don't like now. So even the first one is, I don't want it. Are you understanding? If that had happiness, everyone would have got it. Now, in the place of rasmalai, put whatever you want to put. Any relationship, any... However much you love a person, at some time or the other, bas ho gaya. Is it true or not? However much you have a circumstance, you would, oh wow, if it be so nice like that. But that circumstance also second time, third time, fifth time, bas ho gaya. Yes or no? Enough. So therefore, that object, because the object by its very nature is not finite, is not infinite. How can that be a source of infinite happiness? Because itself is not what? Infinite. Got it? So therefore, no object, you put any object in this place. You can do this experiment with anything and everything. No object has. Now in this world there are two, i.e. the experiencer of the world and the experience world. So therefore, if it is not in the experience world, it has to be the nature of the experiencer, I. Have you understood that? So now I am the source. Now where are we looking for? In the things. So I am the source of what? Infinite and eternal happiness. Now, the next question is, first we talked about what is the goal of life and what is the answer we got? Eternal and infinite happiness. And then the second question, important question that Vedanta asks is, who am I? Okay. And what is the answer we got right now? Eternal and infinite happiness. Have you understood that? So which were the two questions? Come on, come on. What is the goal of life? And what is the answer to that? Come on, come on. Eternal and infinite happiness. And the second question was what? Who am I? And that is the answer to that is what? Eternal and infinite happiness. Now, bring these two together and what is the answer you get? I am eternal and infinite happiness. Goal of life is eternal and infinite happiness. What does this thing make you? I am what I seek in life. Can you write it down somewhere? Can you put it somewhere? Can you put it here, wherever you want to put it? Maybe the impact of it or the understanding of it is not so much, but write it down. Keep it with you. What is it? I am what I seek. Now what am I seeking where? I'm seeking it there. But I am actually what I seek. Now, if you have understood that, next question. Next interesting thing. Interesting so far? What is the goal of life? Come on now, we have already talked. What is the goal of life? Eternal and infinite happiness. Who am I? Eternal and infinite happiness. So when you put this together, what does it mean? The goal of life is the same as who I am. So what does it mean? I seek myself. Is it okay? Now, in this world, there are two types of achievements. Okay? Two types of achievements. One is a praptasya praptihi, meaning what? Gain of the thing not gained. For example, right now, India is away from me in time and place. I haven't gained it. I am right now sitting in Atlanta, right? Now, I want to go back to India. Why? Because my visa is getting expired, let us say. Or I want to go away now.
It is time. It is 2 months there. Now I want to go back to India. Now, that place is away from me in time and place. Now, if I want to go back to India, how will I go back? I ask you all, how do I go back? So what will you tell me? Swamiji, you have to get a ticket. And then you have to fly. And then how will I? First, you have to go to the airport. And then you have to sit in the right plane. Not a plane to Timbuktu, but a plane to India, etc., etc. You know, you understand. So the right. So first, I have to know how to go. And then I have to go. Right? Bolo. So first, knowledge. And then action. It will be attainment of the thing. And that also, right knowledge and right action will be able to lead me to that goal. Agreed? If the wrong knowledge is there and wrong action, then I won't go. First should become knowledge and then action, or first action, then knowledge. Come on, very simple. First, knowledge, then action. Right knowledge, right action, I'll reach there. Now, I want money. I don't have money. So now, I ask all of you, because you are all the experts. So how do I get money? He says, Swamiji, you must do like that, like that, like that. And then you will get a lot of money. Oh, very good. So first you will tell me. And after that, I have to do something. Is it true or not? Right now, money is unattained. For gaining that, what do I have to do? Action. But before the action, knowledge plus action is equal to gain of it. Is that okay? Anything that is away from me in time and place, that's how I have to do. Right? Now, if I don't want to do that also. If I want to become a Prime Minister of India, I don't want that. If you've got a good one and he's very happy with it. But if someone wants to become so what do you have to do? You have to do so many things, my God. President of the country, you know recently, what all they had to do. Rama, you know. They had to know something also. At least they had to know how to put down the other person. If not anything else. So they have to know so many things. And then they have to actually do how much they went. You're there. How much action they did. Did they or did they not? Nah, Hare Rama, at that age, try to do what they did. Hats off to those people. Yes or no? Lot of knowledge, lot of action. And then what happened? Got it? So anything, the status also, anything that you have to do, which is away from you in time and place, you have to do knowledge plus action. Is it okay, everyone? Got this much? Right. Now, the second type of attainment is attainment of the thing already attained, praptasya prapti. That which is already there and you have to attain it. What is that? Now, for example, in most homes, this is a common thing that happens in the mornings. And what is that? You lose the car keys. Then you say, where is the car keys? Where is the car? But I kept it here only. It was here only. Where are they? So then everyone starts searching in the most improbable places. Isn't it true? And then you go under the table, under the this and there. But it was here only. Where? Now, what happens? Normally, the baby of the house is caught. This five-year-old. Because all gadbad only that one does. So they said, hey, Chunnu, where are the car keys? So that cheeky fellow looks at mommy and says, mommy, she'll ask, have you seen? He says, not only have I seen, I am seeing. I've been searching for the past half an hour. Where are they? Tell me. He says, mommy, they are hanging where? That's when the good old days, they had a lot of chum chum along with the keys. You don't know what that is? There will be a big, you know, so that every time they walk chum 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 chum. Now no sound at all comes and all that, so you don't even know where it is. So this. Now, where are the keys? They are already attained. Is it true or not? They appear unattained. They're already with you. They are already gained. They are here. But they appear. And why do they appear like that? Because of ignorance of where they are. Right or wrong? Now to gain that key which is already with you, what do you have to do? Hanuman Chalisa? Go to Badri Kedar? Learn mathematics? What do you have to do? Nothing. nothing. You don't have to do a thing. You only have to know it. Know where it is. Is it true or not? So what is required? Action is required? No action. Only knowledge. Is that okay? Everyone got this? So for gaining something which is unattained, what do? Knowledge plus action. But gaining something which is already attained? No action. Only knowledge. Clear? No. Remember that I am, who am I? Chalo, bolo, come on, we've already done it all. Who am I? Eternal and infinite happiness, what I want in life. For gaining that eternal and infinite self, what category does it fall in? For gain of the thing ungained or gain of the thing already gained? Is this self away from me in time and place? Bolo. Is that my Atma somewhere else hanging? Guruji says it very nice. Latakti Atma. Bhatakti Atma. Is it somewhere else far away? No, it's here. It's right here to gain that. And right now it appears ungained because of ignorance. So what do you have to do? Bolo. I've already told you. What do you need? Only knowledge and knowledge and knowledge alone. No action. This itself is not understood. You may say it intellectually, but we don't. We always say, what to do? Are you do nothing? No. Yeah, no, but tell no what to do. Are you know your own nature? No, I know, but you tell now what a practical. What practical? No. Are you understanding? However much we tell now, they say, Swamiji, all this, and people who don't understand this, they think all lectures are theoretical, then we have to go back home and practical. Have you heard this practical word? So, Swamiji, how to put it into action? Are Rama, no action is required. Samje? Nahi samje? Bolo? Nahi samje? At the end, everyone will say, Swamiji, practical use of Vedanta. How to go in the daily life? Are Rama, daily life jata nahi hai. You know you are infinite truth. Khatam ho gaya baat. No. But you know, how I will be able to act better with my mother-in-law? Are Rama. Hota hai ki nahi hota hai? Bolo. That's all we want. We don't want this infinite self. No one wants infinite self. I'm telling you. Yes or no? We only want better relation with mother-in-law. That's all we want. And if you can give me one tip directly I can do today, I am very happy. Swami, this is very good, practical. What practical? Samje? Nahi samje? So for gaining Atma, what do you have to do? Chalo. I want answers, quick answers. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of physics? Knowledge of what? History? What knowledge? Are you understanding? That's all we need to know. That's why for most of the people, this is very difficult to understand or accept. Understand, everyone does. Accept. I keep telling this again and again. Understand, everyone understands. So what's difficult about knowledge? This part of knowledge very difficult. Nahin, kuch nahin. Bilkul easy hai. Easiest of easy, according to me, is the path of knowledge. To understand. But to accept, we won't accept it. And then to realize, it's a different story altogether. Are you with me? Yes? Understand what's difficult. Even children can understand this. I have made, Balvihar children understand. I've explained Dhrigdrishya Vivek to them. They understand. They get the point. Like that, they get the point. No big deal at all. I have taken like that, I remember now that I'm doing this, the same topic I took for a children's camp. Yogas. Ashtanga yogas, and they could get it, everything. You could have won this, pat, they would speak. But the only problem was what? Accepting. Okay, so anyway,
Now, you know, theoretically we all said, I am internal and infinite happiness. But have you accepted that? Bolo. Still after the lecture we'll say, I want pizza. Why? I want to be happy. Right or wrong? You get it? You don't accept it. Okay, fine. Now, so this is called the path of knowledge. Have you understood now what? I was talking about that only. This knowledge, which will connect us to what? God, nay, our own true nature, infinite and eternal happiness. Have you got this point? This is what is called Jnana Yoga. Now you say, Swamiji, this is there, but how to actually, okay, fine, we'll tell you how actually. You actually is what? Know it, but something more than that is required. I know it, but is there a way? Is there a way? Okay, fine. So then they give you a way. When they said that there are the means of knowing it. Actually, there's no means. You know it, but that's all. But we say that. And then they say there are three types of sadhanas. Okay, let's see. Huh, we have the time. Okay. Three types of sadhanas that you have to do. Not three types. Three stages, not stages also. One is called Bahiranga Sadhana. What is it called? Oh, come on, get those words. If you say it now, it'll come to you. I see no young people saying it. Only the elders say it. I want every child, everyone sitting over here to say it. What is it called? Say it again. I still see some of them not saying it. Everyone, say it. Say it properly. Bahiranga. 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 Because we don't use these words and all, it never comes to us. These are all your language. So don't even think it's some strange language I'm talking. I'm talking your language. Have you all understood? What was it? Now say it back to me. Bahiranga sadhana. What is the meaning of bahira? Bahira means outside. Bahiranga sadhana. Outside. Meaning what? Now, okay, forget about this sadhana and all that. Now, I want to do rifle shooting, okay? Rifle is there and all. Now, I've got a target also and I want to shoot. Right? Now, how do I go about it? Come on. How do I go about it, the whole thing? I have got a rifle, let's say. Huh? Take him. Before I take him, what should I do? Before I load the rifle, what should I do? Huh? Before I have to see that the rifle is in good condition. Is it true or not? If it's rusted or it's not well oiled or it's not this. So first I have to make sure that the rifle is in good condition. Naturally, the answer came from an ex-military man. He's the one who said. So first you check the rifle to see that it is in good condition, well oiled. You put all that thing in and then you put the bullet, right? Once you put the bullet, then what do you do? Then you aim. The target is already there, and then what do? You aim and steady your head, hand, and your eyes and everything. And then finally, what do? What's the last step? Pull the trigger. After that, is there anything that you can do? No, after pulling the trigger, you don't push the bullet. Chalo, jao, jao, jao. Your work is over. You can't do anything more. Pull the trigger, then you, nothing else you can do. Got the point? Good. Now if you got the point, the preparation of the, what? Rifle is called Bahiranga Sadhana. What? The preparation of the rifle. All that. Then this part where you aim and you concentrate and this and all is called Antaranga Sadhana. What is it called? Antaranga, say it. Then that pulling of the trigger is called Sakshat Sadhana. What is it called? Got it? No. Now, let's now apply it to the principle at hand. Now, what is the principle? Now,
Where is the... Now we have got ignorance of the self has to be removed with knowledge of the self. Right or wrong? That's the whole thing that we have to do. In Jnana Marga, what are you supposed to do? The path of knowledge? What are you supposed to do? Remove the ignorance. And how will you remove the ignorance? Bolo. Not by action, but by knowledge. That's the whole idea, right? Now. So when you want to remove the ignorance... Now, first of all, where is ignorance? It is in your stomach, in your leg, in your nose, or in your mind? Come on, quick answers. Mind, right? So the ignorance is in the mind. So where will knowledge happen? In the mind. Is it okay? No problem. Right? So first what you need to do is make this mind nice and good and clean. And you understand that? So that what you do to make the mind ready is called Bahiranga Sadhana. Is that it? Because right now the mind is such that it is not only focused. By the time I started my talk, how many times your mind went somewhere and came back? Some people's mind has got not come back at all. Isn't it true? Yeah. What type of a mind is this? How am I going to get anything out of knowledge? And that to this type of a knowledge. Impossible. Right? This is a bucket of water. Put it in the sun. You should get a, and it's not cloudy. And so you should get a very clear reflection in the bucket. Right or wrong? But if you don't get a clear reflection, why would that be? The water is what? Muddy? Or the water is shaky? Right? If the water is clean, crystal clear, and it is steady, you'll get a perfect reflection of the sun in the water, right? It's not, cloudy, nothing. It's clear, perfect sky. You will get it. Now, in the bucket of the body is the water of the mind. And what is the condition of that water? Bolo. Muddy means what? Likes, dislikes, anger, jealousy, prejudice, revenge and anger and greed and passion. You name it. Yes or no? I always say, thank God we can't see each other's mind. Because if you could see each other's mind, no two people will sit next to each other. Agreed? Yes or no? We think everything is fine, but inside we only know what is happening. Right or wrong? And otherwise we try all of that and inside all puji. I am scared. I am worried. Is it true or not? Whether others know it or not, we at least know what all is there in the mind. Right? So with such a mind, what are this clear reflection of the self is going to come? Not a chance. So therefore what we need to do? Clean that mind. And I had already told you on the first day the method of cleaning the mind. What is that? Karma Yoga. Did we tell or not? We have to make the mind what? Clean. And we have to make the mind what? Steady. Focus. Completely steady. Have you understood that? You know what steadiness is there in the mind. You start, you will know. That's why we should do japa and all that. You do japa, you will know how steady your mind is. Om Namah Shivaya. Before the Om Namah Shivaya is over, it's gone somewhere. Right or wrong? Try it, you'll come to know. We are Mahapurushas. We say, Swamiji, my mind does not focus, so I'm not doing japa. Are Rama, because the mind is not focused, so you have to do japa. Got the point or not? Bolo. You didn't get it? This is the way to get the mind focused. So he says, no, I'm not able to focus, so I'm not doing japa. Right? Because you're not able to do focus, so you must do japa. But that method will not do. Then they will give in, some American will come and say, you must do mantra. Then we will all do it. Yes or no? This is called memory mantra. Memory mantra. And then we will pay. And then they'll say, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And we will all do Om Namah Shivaya. Yes or no? Mahapurushas. No. You must practice mindfulness. Mind.
समझे? हम कहेंगे मेडिटेशन ध्यान करो, है ध्यान व ध्यान माइंडफुलनेस. नाउडेज आई एम प्रैक्टिसिंग माइंडफुलनेस. होता है कि नहीं होता है बोलो. सो नाउ बहिरंग साधना इज व्हाट? टू क्लीन द बॉडी ऑफ व्हाट? क्लीन द माइंड ऑफ व्हाट? ऑल द All these anger and revenge. When you are angry, can you anything happen in your mind? Bolo. Even when you sit to study, all of you, you know what happens. You're sitting there. Yeah, blank. It's this. Five times you read, nothing is gone in. Yes or no? Otherwise, you read once and once. Gonna finish over. But maybe mind is also distracted. So therefore, the mind has to be what? Even to achieve anything worldly, you have to have this mind completely focused and free of all these things. So you can use karma yoga. So many methods are there by which you can make the paths are there by which you can make the mind clean and focused. That is called what sadhana? Bahiranga sadhana. And what type of a mind should be there? So the scriptures say what? They say what? Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadamadi, Shat Sampatti, Mukshutva. These qualities should be there in the mind. Then that mind is ready for Jnana Marga. That is where the problem comes. You understand? Otherwise, to understand Jnana Marga is very easy. It's the easiest thing in the world, I always say. Bhakti Marga is more difficult. Jnana Marga is so very easy. Understood? According to me, the easiest path is Jnana Marga. Understanding it. Accepting it, different thing. Realizing it, different story. But understanding it. Little intelligence is enough. Nothing more is required. And that much we all have. Okay? So what are you supposed to do? Keep the mind pure. Now that is difficult. Make it pure. Make it what? So the time goes in all that, okay? In the Jnana Marga, the time goes in what? Preparing the mind. Is it okay? You have to make the mind of a person. Now, all the Shamadama, Vivek and all that, I'm not going to go into because it's, you know, it's a long thing. But I say it in these two words. What should be there? There should be three qualities of the mind. Easier way of explaining. What? Well, if you note down these words. Shuddhata, Ekagrata, Sukshmata. Which are the two words, three words? Shuddhata. Come on, say them. Come on, fast. I want repeated. Shuddhata, Ekagrata, Sukshmata. Shuddhata means purity of the mind. Ekagrata means focus of the mind, concentration. And Sukshmata means the subtlety of the mind. The mind should be subtle, pure and concentrated. When it has these three qualities, it's fit for what? Going to the Antaranga Sadhana, the next stage. Is it okay? Now, let's go to Antaranga Sadhana. What is Antaranga Sadhana? For the path of knowledge, the Antaranga Sadhana is called Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. What is it called? Come on, everyone has to say these words. You don't open your mouth. And if you don't open your mouth, how do you say it, Re? Chalo na, everyone. Chalo, chalo. You get good pronunciations only when you open your mouth, okay? The only way to say Sanskrit well is what? To open your mouth wide. You will not get good pronunciations. You have to open it wide. By the way, I don't know how many of you are aware that y'all can Google nowadays that, not here, huh? When you go back home. That immediately everyone will go on to that, no. So Waldorf Education Association, they have schools all over the world, quite famous ones also. One of them is Abraham Lincoln School, somewhere I think in New York, New Jersey area. And one is St. James School in London. In their, this years back, I've seen that brochure. They said, there, when you go to school, the first thing they teach you is not ABC. They teach you Sanskrit mantras.
Purnamada and all these things are first taught. Before they teach them ABC. And they say, and then they have to, when they go as they advance, that they should be able to read and understand Sanskrit. You know, Ramayana, Mahabharata. Can you imagine? Read and understand. And they say the study of this ancient Indo-European language, how it became European, Bhagwan knows. But ancient Indo-European language will enhance the knowledge of all classical languages, including English. So if you want to improve your English, what should you study? Says who? And we think it's a dead language. We don't even know. Isn't it true? Forget about Sanskrit. Our own mother tongue is dead for us. And where is the question of Sanskrit, who's the mother of all our languages? Are you with me? So, now, this antaranga sadhana. Antaranga sadhana, that's why Sanskrit, na, to pronounce, the only way is to open your mouth wide and to enunciate the words. If you can do that, any language and every language becomes very easy for you. So, shravana, manana, and nididhyasana. Okay. Yes. Now, what is shravana? Shravana does not just mean listening, because that we have been listening forever and ever. Yes or no? The meaning of shravana is not listening. It is a technical word. Shravana means tatparya nirnaya. What is shravana? Meaning what? What I have spoken. Let's say right now what you are doing is you are listening. But when you know what exactly I am trying to say, that you have understood, then you have done shravana. Even if you can verbatim repeat every word I spoke, you have still not done shravana. Got it? But if you have got the import of what exactly I am trying to say, then you have done shravana. After the whole talk is over, and I ask, what exactly was I trying to say? That, Swamiji, you only know. You have been talking that. You know, na? You don't know what? Then I'm asking you. Something you were talking about, gulab jambu and rasmalai. Are Rama, that was example given for something, but why did I speak all the whole thing? Something on some knowledge, something you were talking and all that. But, you know, I understood that I am... I am a miserable person. Arre Rama, I said you are infinite happiness. That's what I was trying to tell you. That also you said, but I think I... Are you understanding? So exactly what the speaker is trying to say, what the scripture is trying to say, if you have understood that, then that is you have done shravana. Is it okay? So first problem is we don't do shravana properly. That is the first casualty. After shravana, the second step is called manana. Manana means what? Reflection. Now, that also, that is another big casualty. In the name of manana, we normally do ratana. What do? We repeat everything. We sit with a book and all, and then they said, yeah, the Gurudev has said that you are like that. Fine. So now Gurudev has said means that, are no. How come you are like that? Now, I'll give an example how it's done. Mananam should be done. Gurudev used to say, throw away your books and do mananam. That doesn't mean you literally throw it away. Manana. Ideas you put aside. For example, the scriptures have said, I am not the body. Right? This is what the scripture has said. What is my experience? I am the body. Right? All of us have this experience. Yes. The scripture says, I am not the body. I feel I am the body. Now, there has to be a churning happening by which I also, through my intellectual thinking, through logic, through the understanding given through the scriptures, I independently again come to the same conclusion that the scripture has come to, and I say, yes, I know I am not the body. Is it okay? Yeah. If you can do that, you have done mananam. Otherwise, you have not done mananam. Got it. For example, this is how you go about doing it. The scripture says what? Come on. I said just now. What? I am not the body. And what is my experience? I am the body. I feel this. When there's a pain, I feel the pain.
How can you say I'm not the body? The body is paining. I feel the pain. Okay, very good. Now, when the pain goes away, what happens? I feel that there is no pain. Right, very good. Now, thousands of cells of this body are dying right now as you are speaking. Now, what part? Are you the dying cell or the one that is being born? If I am the dying cell, I should have died with the cell. Yes or no? How can I be that? I can't be that dying cell because I am there to see that cell dying. I am there to see the new cells. So I can't be these cells that I see them dying and not dying. The food that I eat gets converted into the body. So if I'm not the food over here, then how can I be the food that gets converted and becomes the body? I have to be different from that. I'm not the roti in the plate. Then how can we be the converted roti as flesh? I can't be that. Then I must be something else apart from the body. But I feel the pain of the body. Who feels the pain? The mind feels the pain. The mind is different from the body. So I'm not the body. I am the mind that feels the pain of the body. Okay, the scripture says I'm not the body. I also think I think I'm not the body. Are you understanding? I mean, you have to go on. I'm just doing a little bit for you to make you understand how you do what? Mananam. Got it? Now, when you have done mananam and you doubtlessly know that this is the knowledge, that I am the infinite self and I've accepted it. Yes, I am the infinite. That's why I said understanding comes through shravanam, acceptance comes through mananam. Is it okay? Then that's not enough. We have what is called a habitual error. We keep on, you and I have been born a million times thinking I am the body. In every body that we've had, in all the lifetimes, I've always thought I was the body. Right? Now all of a sudden I'm told I'm not the body, I'm that infinite happiness. Now how am I? Again and again I'll go back to this thought that I'm the body. All my interactions are with the world thinking I am the body. Is it true or not? Every interaction of mine is with this notion that I am the body. How am I going to understand that I am not, I am the infinite self and not this body? How? I have to re-establish this knowledge again and again. I'll explain to you. There was one person who was in the army. And all his life he's in the army. And you know, in the army, you have to listen. When the command comes, you listen to it just like that. Isn't it true? Guys, so, he retired, this army man. When he was staying in a small little village. And he used to, his wife used to keep saying, you know, go and get vegetables. So every day his job was to get the vegetables from the market. So he brought the vegetables. And as he was coming home, the children of the village, they said, let's have some fun at his expense. Retired army guy. So all of them is, you know, little hiding behind and all of them. All of a sudden, they said, attention! Now this guy immediately... And he realized, arre, main to retire ho gaya. I have retired. Why am I standing in attention like that? And then he looked around to see these little kids having a lot of fun at his expense. Now, why did he do that? Habit. Are you understanding? This habit is so strong that again and again, he goes, similarly, you and I have been this body, I am this body, I am this body. Is this so entrenched in us? That what happens? We forget that I am not the body. I am that infinite self. As I said, even after accepting, to strengthen this knowledge, what you do is called nididhyasana. In other words, it's called meditation. Now you know what is meditation? Nowadays everyone does everything in the name of meditation. Except meditation. Meditation is to strengthen the notion that I am the infinite, eternal happiness. Have you got it? No. So when you keep doing this, then you reach a stage where you have to pull the trigger. Okay? Now what is pulling the trigger?
See, if you get it, you get it. You don't get it, don't come after the lecture and ask me, okay? Because we haven't done any of this. No Bahiranga is there, no Antaranga is there, and we want Ekdam Sakshat. So you may not understand. If you understand, good. You don't understand, Ram Ram, nothing is lost. I tell everyone, you know, people say, I didn't understand that. I said, what is this problem? I said, what you didn't understand was not for you anyway. Have you understood that much? That doesn't mean you don't try. And after trying, if you don't understand, that means it was not for you. But what, many times people say, no, but that you explain, no, Dare Rama. From all the things that I'm talking, 5 things you didn't understand, 95 things you understood, then do those 95 things na. Why you want to know that 5 things you didn't understand? Got that? Bolo, bolo. So don't come after the lecture and ask me about this, okay? Accepted? That doesn't mean you switch off now, huh? Try to understand, and if it is for you, you'll understand. If it's not for you, you won't understand. Full stop. Okay? Okay, now. Now what is Sakshat Satan? What is this? Is it a watch? Okay. What is in my hand? How do you know? I don't have something in my hand. Do you know? You don't know. My watch is here. So what is in my hand? Nothing? How do you know? I may have kept something at the back. How do you know? Do you know? No. So the answer, right answer is what? I don't know. Isn't it the right answer? Actual answers. Now tell me, what is there? Nothing. Now, I don't know. Knowledge was, the ignorance, that thing, was removed by I know. Right or wrong? I don't know. Was a thought in your mind? Was it a thought in your mind or not? It was removed by what? I know. Is it okay? So the I know thought had the ability to remove the thought I don't know. Is it okay? It is not that I know but I don't know. Both of them remain in your mind? No. Or one of them only was there? First was what? Was it only I don't know or I think I know? No, I don't know. And then second time what? I know. So this I know was so perfect that it had the ability to remove the thought I don't know. Is that okay? Now, can it happen that there is a I know thought and doesn't remove the thought I don't know? Is it possible or not possible? Think. What is ignorance? Now let's now think about this. See, ignorance is in the mind. Is that okay? Everyone clear about this? Ignorance is in the mind. In the mind, what is there? There are thoughts, right or wrong? Now I'm asking you this question. What thought is called thought of ignorance? And right now we are talking about ignorance of the self. We are not talking about ignorance of Latin and anything else. Is that okay? Yes or no? Now, we're talking about this ignorance of the self. Now, what are those thoughts which are called ignorance of the mind? Ignorance of the self. What is a thought? I am the body. I am the mind. Very good. Go ahead. There are lots more. I am limited. Very good. Come on. I am happy, I am sad is also thought of ignorance. Fantastic. Very good. I'm excited. Okay, fine. All of those. What is the... I'm separate from others. Yes, I'm finite. I'm great, bad. This is all that comes in the same category. Chalo. Then that. What is thought of ignorance? I am born is a thought of ignorance. I die is a thought of ignorance. I am finite is a thought of ignorance. I am the one who does. So I am the doer of actions. I am the enjoyer of the result. All this is what? Ignorance. Have you understood now what is ignorance? And with these thoughts only we do everything in the world. We don't say these thoughts, but they actually are in the background in all our interactions with the world. Is it true or not? But I am born, I shall die, I am the body, I am the mind. When I say I am the mind, means I am sad, bad, glad, all of that comes, right? And when I say I am the body, I am fat, thin, this, that, everything comes. Then I am the intellect, with that comes I am intelligent, I am dull, I am an engineer, I am this, all of this comes in that, right or wrong? When I am the body, then I am a husband or a wife or a man or a woman, all of this comes. Have you understood this point? Yes, I am the doer of action, means what? I am doing all actions and I did this and I am like, all that comes. And I mean, enjoy the result, I'm sad, I got this thing and I got that thing, I got that. All this comes as part of that notion of ignorance that I'm the body, I'm a doer, etc. Is it okay? Are you with me so far? Wonderful. Now, if I am the body is the thought of ignorance, then what is the thought of knowledge? I am not the body. I am the body is finite. I am infinite. Now, there is a thought, I am the body, which is the thought of ignorance. Is it okay? Now, what should happen? There should be a thought. What thought? Because a thought is going to be removed by another thought. Ignorance thought is going to be removed by the knowledge thought. Right or wrong? Yes. So now this ignorance thought has to be removed by what thought? I am not the body. Now, interestingly, right now in us, what is happening? We are having this thought, but it doesn't have the ability to take this out. Have you got the point? Bolo. Yes. We already had said, no, I am infinite self, I am infinite self. But this is also remaining. How is it possible? Got my point or not? What is happening right now? I am the body thought is there, and along with that there is a thought. I am the infinite self, infinite eternal self. But this infinite eternal self does not have the ability to remove this thought that I am the body. Got it? Bolo. Why is that happening? Why is that? Exactly, someone got it right, spot on. It is not powerful enough to remove it. Is that okay? Yes. It is weak thought. It is not a you. So this also remains, this also remains. In fact, this is very weak. It doesn't remain most of the time, only this remains most of the time. Yes or no? As soon as the lecture is open, over, what will happen? Which will be the stronger of the two? This alone will be, this will not be there at all. Yes or no? Till the next time you come for the lecture and then they'll say, you are infinite self. Oh, I'm infinite self. Oh, and then that will also remain. Yes or no? Yeah. Interesting, na? Once I finish, you know, I was having this talk and all that. Oh, I'm infinite self, this, this, etc., etc. I finished my lecture and one lady came and she started crying. I'm feeling sad. You know, what happened? You know, naturally, you know, my son died. Naturally, that's a tragedy. So I said, oh, really? It's terrible, you know. When did he die? 45 years back. Rama, she's crying now as though it happened today. You understand? But I said, you are happiness, all that gone. And now 45 years back, the son died. She's telling of as though it is happening today. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So what remains with us? This one or this one? Bolo. Only this remains and this doesn't remain. Now, when this is so strong, it is so powerful that it actually removes this, then that is called Sakshat Sadhana. Got that? So through meditation, what are you supposed to do? Strengthen this. Make this so powerful that this can knock this out completely. Got it? Right now, what is happening? This is very weak. This is only strong. So this knocks this one out. And so this goes away, says, okay, fine, thank you. I am not eternal, okay? I am not eternal. Oh, I am the body. Are you understanding? Which is winning? Now what has to happen? Gaya. Have you understood?
साक्षात साधन।
स्वामी जी ये बाहर दिखाते तो बहुत बढ़िया है पर अंदर नहीं होते, यू अंडरस्टैंड, आई हैव टू शो इट आउटसाइड टू मेक यू एक्सप्लेन, दैट्स व्हाई आई सेड एक्सप्लेनिंग इज सो इजी, या एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न ज्ञान योग इज द इजीएस्ट, आई लव इट बिकॉज इट्स सो इजी, एवरी चाइल्ड सिटिंग हियर अंडरस्टैंड्स, समझे, आई लव माई ज्ञान योग, फॉर मी इज दी थिंग, बट एक्सेप्टिंग इट इज डिफिकल्ट, येस आर नो, वाई दिस वन नेवर गेट्स अ चांस एट ऑल, दिस ओनली इज लाइफ, एवरीथिंग दैट वी डू इन लाइफ इज ओनली वॉट, सो दिस इज सो स्ट्रांग, सो स्ट्रांग, सो स्ट्रांग दैट दिस Sometimes we read also a little bit and all that and we say, and as we are reading about this, trying to get it, we go to sleep. Yes or no? So then I am the body is all, by, I am not the body is, body takes over. All the time, every time. That is why they said first make the mind ready. Understood? Because this has to happen in the mind. This will happen in the mind. So make the mind ready. Then that Shravan Manan Nididhi Asana has to be strong. Then this will gain a power. This one is nothing. Why? Because anyway it's a false thing. So this false thing will go in one, this and gone forever. Samjhe? Maja aaye ki nahi? Ye gyan marg badhiya hai ki nahi hai? Bolo. Are uske jaise koi hai kya jagat mein? कुछ नहीं है जगत में. When people say ना भक्ति इज ऑल रसिक एंड ज्ञान इज शुष्क, दे हैव नॉट अंडरस्टूड एबीसी ऑफ ज्ञान. अंडरस्टूड, इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इज ज्ञान मार्ग, अरे वो तो हा हा गिव यू अ किक लाइक नो अदर किक इन द वर्ल्ड, इट विल गिव यू अ हाई लाइक नो अदर हाई इन द वर्ल्ड. अंडरस्टूड, we call it shushka because we don't know what it is, its glory, its greatness, gnana marga, the path of knowledge, this pure knowledge of who I am will liberate us from the cycle of birth and death. Why? Because I know I'm not the body. Where's the question? Who is born? The body is born, full stop. I'm not the body, how can I be born? Understood. Swamiji says, I am not the body, no, how to understand? No. Can you give a little bit more? You want to do some exercise? You have to say yes, then only I will do. I have no demand, no supply. Everyone must have a demand. Okay, fine. What is this? Swamiji, how many times you are going to show your watch? Ray? We are tired of a watch. Then put something else, I'll show that. Even if I say 500 times, you have to say, this is watch, okay? Fine. Okay, now, you know, this watch got lost in the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I recently went to the Grand Canyon and this got lost. And we went all the way back, you know, to, now we are calling that place Watch Point. Because that's where I left my watch. I'm not joking. And even the people who were with me, you know, they were so sweet and they said, no, Swamiji, this watch is very important because that's what you show all the time. You have to get this watch. This watch only, other watch will not do. So this watch only. So we got it back. It's got a little twisted, but otherwise it's fine. So now, what is this? Okay, fine. Now, you know, do you know that this is what? Of course we know. How do you know? Arey, I'm seeing it is a watch. Very good. Did you see it? Yes, we saw it. Wonderful. So, the eyes see. How did you see? With the eyes. So, eyes see the watch. The seer is different from the seen. The knower is different from the known. The knower can know the known, but the known cannot know the knower. Is it okay? Yes. Everyone? Yes. No problem. Easy? Two principles. What are the two principles? Knower is different from the known. The knower can know the known, but the known cannot know the knower. Two principles, will you remember this? I see the watch, eyes are different from the watch. I see the watch, but the watch cannot see the eyes. Is it okay? Fine. Now, let's go ahead. Now, How do you know that the eyes see? Swamiji, my mind knows that my eyes see. Right or wrong? If the mind was in something else, our eyes can be open, but still you will not see. Right? So my mind knows what my eyes see. The mind knows the condition of the eyes, knows what the eyes see. So this is the knower and this is the known. The mind is different from the eyes. The knower is different from the known. Is it okay? The mind knows what the eyes see, but the eyes do not know what the mind thinks. Yes or no? The knower knows the known, but the known cannot know the knower. Is it okay? Not difficult? No. Very good. Now, how do you know that your mind knows what the eyes see? Acha, did you understand what I was speaking? You have to say yes or no. No is also a good answer. I didn't understand anything you're speaking. Very good. Did you understand? No, I didn't understand. You know that you don't understand? Of course I know I didn't understand. Very good. Understanding or not understanding happens where? In the mind, right? So what? Understanding, I did not understand, right? You know that you did not understand? Yes, I know I did not understand. So knower is different from the known. I did not understand. Knower is different from the known. I am different from the mind. Knower knows the known, but the known cannot know the knower. I know what my mind thinks, but the thoughts cannot know the I, which is beyond the mind. That is an I, which is beyond the mind. Now you understand the meaning of the word beyond? The eyes are beyond the watch. The mind is beyond the eyes, because the eyes will never know what is in the mind. 1,000 years later also, the eyes will never know what's in the mind, because it's called a beyond. Now you understand the meaning of the word beyond? Yes. Is this all going beyond you? Not yet. Very good. So, what? The eyes are beyond the watch. The mind is beyond the eyes. And the I is beyond the mind. That I am, which is beyond the mind. So, no limitations of the mind can touch I. I am that infinite eternal happiness, which is beyond the mind. Got it? Swamiji, I understood this. Now you have to accept it. And how will you accept it? By manana. Then you have to strengthen it by nididhyasana. And after having strengthened by nididhyasana, this I am beyond the mind will pshum. Are you understanding? Are kya baat hai? Time ho gaya. This is called Jnana Marga, path of knowledge. Very good marga, no? Very good. Okay. Swamiji, this how to make this like that, how to, if we make it so strong. Now that is what I'm going to teach in the meditation session that I'm having from tomorrow. We're having a meditation retreat, and the meditation retreat is all about this only, how to make this powerful enough to what? Knock this one out. So those of you who want to come for that, I think the staying accommodation part is over. But you can come from morning to evening, you know, and be part of that and go back home and sleep. Because I think this is over. I don't know where the place is and all. Someone over here can maybe help you find out where it is. Okay, right. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादा पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. सो विल् फस्ट् हेव् द गुरुदक्षिणा एण्ड् आफ्टर् विच्